FERC approves cost allocation for Edgestone emergency order, written by Devin Leith Yeshin and read by an automated voice. FERC on August 15 approved PJM's proposal for allocating the costs for Constellation Energy to continue operating its Edgestone generating station near Philadelphia under an emergency order by the U.S. Department of Energy. The cost would be spread across all PJM load, with charges determined by multiplying load serving entity's share of the RTO monthly unforced capacity obligation by the monthly credit paid to Constellation. The costs to be included in that credit are subject to review by the Independent Market Monitor. The actual costs will be determined through the Deactivation Avoidable Cost Credit, or DAC, which was designed for resources whose deactivation is being voluntarily delayed while transmission upgrades are built to allow the resource to go offline without reliability issues. The revisions to the Reliability Assurance Agreement, or RA, are only applicable to the Federal Power Act Section 202 order keeping Edgestone online from June 1 to August 28. Any DOE orders pertaining to other resources or to further keep the plant online would require a separate cost allocation filing. Several public interest organizations protested allocating the Edgestone cost to all PJM load, arguing that the RTO's capacity market procured sufficient capacity to cover the 90 days the emergency order is in effect. They wrote that the order itself stated that there is a shortage of capacity in pockets of PJM, quoting its finding that an emergency exists in portions of the electricity grid operated by PJM due to a shortage of facilities for the generation of electric energy, resource adequacy concerns, and other causes. Without further clarification from DOE, they argued, any cost allocation would be arbitrary. The protest was signed onto by the Environmental Law and Policy Center, Natural Resources Defense Council, Sustainable FERC Project, Sierra Club, Public Citizen, Citizens Utility Board of Illinois, and Environmental Defense Fund. They wrote that PJM continuing to export while operating Edgestone during the heat wave in late June shows that the plant is not needed to maintain reliability and the parties benefiting from its continued operation may not be PJM load. In sum, PJM's proposal asks ratepayers across PJM to pay for something resource adequacy have already paid for once. PJM ratepayers have no need for, and will not materially benefit from, additional generating capacity. PJM's dispatch of Edgestone during a recent summer heat wave only raises more questions about the beneficiaries of the unit's retention, the organizations wrote. PJM defended its RTO-wide cost allocation by stating that Edgestone is in the PECO zone, which saw no transmission constraints binding in the 2025-26 capacity auction, and arguing that Edgestone's output is therefore considered deliverable across the RTO. Both Constellation and PJM said Edgestone's operation during the heat wave corresponded to a maximum generation and load management alert, which is a NERC Energy Emergency Alert Level 1 event. The organizations also focused on the notion that the agreement between Constellation and PJM to use the DAC to determine recoverable cost does not fall under FERC oversight, arguing the costs associated with Edgestone's operation should be considered wholesale rates. They noted that PJM's interpretation of which parties are affected by the emergency order and compensation agreement leaves out LSEs and consumers who may be allocated the resulting costs. In PJM's view, a Section 202 order constitutes a blank check to establish charges that may be passed on to other entities and customers with no opportunity for regulatory review. It ignores the fundamental purpose of the Federal Power Act, to provide a check on private utilities, they wrote. The organizations also took issue with an operating memo in which PJM and Constellation agreed to allowing Edgestone to be dispatched for system restoration and for any cost to provide Black Start service to be recovered through the proposed structure. They argue that would saddle all PJM customers with the cost to provide a localized service, which itself already has a FERC-approved cost allocation. The PJM Industrial Customer Coalition submitted comments supporting the cost allocation proposal but argued that the RTO should be required to file the DAC compensation for FERC approval. PJM argued that Section 202 does not require commission involvement in determining compensation unless the parties involved cannot agree on a methodology. It pointed to San Diego Gas and Electric, in which DOE used Section 202 to order CAISO to purchase energy from the spot market. When CAISO sought refunds for the transactions, the commission found that it did not have oversight, as the parties to the sale had agreed to the price. FERC found that the cost allocation appropriately matches the scope of the emergency identified by DOE. The Commission also determined that the emergency order does not require PJM to demonstrate that ratepayers will benefit from Edgestone's operation and said that the compensation methodology itself is out of scope. We agree with PJM that the proposed cost allocation recognizes that the emergency order is based on the overall resource adequacy need in the PJM footprint, the Commission wrote. The emergency order describes an emergency situation, referring to PJM's own public statements and regulatory filings, which reflect a growing resource adequacy concern for the entire PJM region. The emergency order also states that the retirement of the Eddystone units would further decrease available dispatchable generation within PJM's service territory. These statements support a finding that the retention of the Eddystone units benefits the PJM region in general,